Calling all detectives. You've probably had many invitations to weddings. But did you ever get one that contained six 38 caliber bullets? That is the situation on this page from my casebook. The casebook of Jerry Browning, private detective. Take it from me, Jerry Browning. The life of a private detective is nothing to envy. It was about 5:30 of what had been a routine, eventless day. A lot of office work, reports to fill out. Then a lot of doorbell ringing, checking up on a man whose employers wanted bonding insurance on him. And now I was on my way home for an equally quiet evening. At Markham Road, I caught a red light. I barely rolled to a halt when somebody opened my car door on the curbside. Hey, mister, this is no taxi. A man slid into the seat alongside of me and pushed the muzzle of a .38 within inches of my nose. I got six. It says you take me where I'm going. I looked along the gun into the face of Snooker Gallon, a man for whose capture I could collect an assorted group of rewards totaling $2,500. I thought of the $2,500. Then, you're right. Where do you want to go?
Start with the light. Stay on Markham Road.
We rode in silence for a couple of minutes, then...
Turn left at the next corner. 60,000 cars in a street, and I gotta pick you, Jerry Browning. No two ways about it. My luck is out.
Your luck is out? How about mine? Snooker prodded me with a gun.
Shut up! I gotta think. If I just sap you like I figured to do with whoever picked me up, you'll have every cop in town looking for me. If I croak you, I can't risk hanging around. So what? So this. I gotta take you with me.
Oh. Well, where are we going?
To a wedding. A pal of mine is getting married. To my girl. He thinks.
Out of all the cars on the street, 100 criminals picked mine to go to a wedding.
Act nice and easy, Browning. Don't try to get away from me. And you'll live to talk about this tomorrow, maybe.
You're crazy, Snooker. You can't kidnap a detective, invade a wedding, shoot the bridegroom, and get away with it.
Maybe I should have croaked you after all.
Okay, okay, let's go on in. Crowding me along in front of him, Snooker worked his way through most of the assembled wedding guests without being noticed. Then, as we were almost on the other side of the room...
Hey, that's Snooker Gallon.
Snooker turned, faced the room.
I'm looking for Johnny Henderson.
The old man glanced at the gun in Snooker's hand.
Johnny hasn't got here yet.
Me and my pal will just take a look around. And if anybody calls the cops, he better call the morgue, too.
There were two men in the little dressing room we entered. I recognized one of them, Johnny Henderson, Snooker's former partner.
Hello, Johnny. Long time no see.
Henderson jerked his head around, saw us, tightened his lips. Hello, Snooker. I thought you were hot in this town.
Hotter than a two-bit pistol. But I had to talk to you, Johnny.
Henderson nodded, turned to his companion. Go on outside, and don't start anything. Who you got with you, Snooker? A bodyguard? Snooker laughed.
No, this is the Shamus. Jerry Browning, happened to pick him up. Figured to croak him after a while, maybe.
Henderson glanced at me briefly, then turned back to Snooker. Same old stuff, eh? Guns, muscle, easy money, and jail. Snooker looked hurt.
That's what I come to see you about, Johnny. You don't want to get married. I used to go with Ellen. I know what she's like. She want a house, kids. You'll wind up a working stiff.
Henderson shrugged, sat down. I'm a working stiff now, Snooker. I did my time on that last job. I'm all square with the law. I'm staying that way. I took a chance and talked up. Johnny and Ellen aren't your kind of people anymore, Snooker. Leave them alone and get out of here while you can. Snooker scratched his head with a gun muzzle.
You don't understand, Browning. This is my pal, and Ellen used to be my girl. If I don't talk him out of this, then I gotta shoot him.
Let's cut the talk, then, and get it over with, Snooker. Wait a second, I've got an idea. Snooker, do you want to marry Ellen? Snooker stared at me.
Who, me? You think I'm crazy? I move around too fast for dames.
Then why care who she marries? Snooker sighed.
It's a matter of honor, Browning. The boys will say I let my pal steal my girl, that I'm yellow. So then I gotta shoot him. It's easier to shoot Johnny and get it all over with, see?
Go ahead. Stop talking. Shoot.
That's okay for you to say, Johnny. You don't have to do the shooting. All you do is sit there and take it. But me, I gotta shoot my pal. You gotta consider my feelings.
I had another idea. Johnny, will you call this wedding off so that Snooker won't feel obliged to shoot you? Henderson was pale but determined.
I won't call it off. Ellen and I love each other. I'm gonna marry her if I can.
You see, Browning, no cooperation, no consideration.
He raised the gun. Wait a second, don't shoot. I got one more idea. Snooker lowered the gun.
Okay, Browning, but hurry it up. We ain't got all night.
Yeah, sure. Now, let's get this straight. Snooker, you don't really want to kill Johnny. It's just a matter of honor. You feel you have to do it because he's marrying your girl.
That's what I've been telling you.
I know, but that's another angle. After you kill Johnny, you still have to get out of here.
I ain't worrying about that.
Yeah, sure, but you still have to get out. Neither you do or you don't. Oh, let's say you don't. Let's say you came in here, as you did. You walked right in here through the whole wedding party. That took nerve, and you showed you had it.
Okay, so what?
So this. You don't have to kill Johnny, just so you proved you had the nerve to do it. You could be stopped by accident, by a guy like me. I happened to see you in the street. I followed you in here, and I took you just as you were getting ready to shoot.
Yeah. No! I got 5 years coming to me in my last job.
What's 5 years to you? You can do that standing on your head. Snooker thought about that. He lowered the gun, said,
well,
and in that second I dived it.
Hey! You don't have to hit me that hard.
But I wasn't taking any chances, either on Snooker's fleeting moment of chivalry, or that Johnny Henderson might be tempted to help me and thereby get himself shot at some later date. 20 minutes later... I got a lot of credit for that arrest, but strictly off the record, the way I've told it is the way it really happened. I collected the reward money, sent half of it to Mrs. Ellen Henderson as a wedding gift. Like I said, the life of a private detective can be dull or exciting. It all depends on how the criminal happens to feel at the moment.